episode 205.
Late Night Internet Marketing.
This week on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast, it's Christmas. Oh my gosh, we're back on the air. And I'm bringing you your very own Christmas present straight from me to you. You can call it a Hanukkah present or a Kwanzaa present or whatever it means to you, but I got something for you today. All this and more on the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
The Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
You've been working for somebody else. You want a business to run yourself. You want to know how to start and where to begin. Can you get out your comfort zone, my friend? Yes, you can do it right when it's late at night. At the end of the day, your dreams burning inside. So keep it up and you will find that you
now, broadcasting late at night from a little studio in the big state of Texas, your host, Mark Mason.
Hey, 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 how is everyone doing? I am Mark Mason, and contrary to popular belief, the little studio in Dallas is still here, and I'm coming to you from that studio right now. I hope you are as ready to get 2020 behind you as I am. And actually, I've been incredibly blessed in 2020. I haven't talked to you in a while. This channel has been unusually quiet. 2020 is very different than I thought it was going to be when I started 2020 in January. But really, it's been, for me personally, a blessed year compared to some of the struggles that I know so many of my friends and colleagues and people around the world have been through. So for me to complain about 2020 would be absolutely ridiculous. We are truly blessed in this house. Been working hard with my day job, and my side hustle has been suffering. I've been working on some stuff, but this podcast in particularly, as you know, as a listener of this show, there haven't been any shows, but that's all about to change, my friend, because I miss being on the mic with you guys. And so I have a Christmas present for you. Now, for those of you who don't celebrate Christmas, we can call it a holiday present. We can call it a Hanukkah present or a Kwanzaa present or a Diwali present or whatever you want to call it. But it's a gift from me to you. And I don't mean to offend you by calling it Christmas. That's just what I call it. Not trying to impose my beliefs on you, but if you want to talk about Christmas and what that means to me, that's a conversation I'm happy to have with you, but not today. Today, I want to tell you about the fact that I am going to be preparing my content calendar for 2020. And my gift to you is I want to deliver an episode for you. Whoever you are, you're driving down the street right now, you're listening to this podcast. Maybe it's even in January or February when you finally get caught up or realize that we're back on the air. I would like to deliver a podcast episode for you. And by that, I mean, I would like to hear from you exactly what you would like to hear on the podcast. And I would like to do that episode for you and call you out on the podcast and say, this episode is for Billy Bob, who asked me this affiliate marketing question. I'd like to incorporate that sort of content in the show in 2021. So that is my gift to you. And all you need to do to claim this gift is go to latenightim.com. That's the main website, Late Night Internet Marketing. latenightim.com/feedback. That will give you an opportunity, a number of ways that you can get in touch with me and let me know your name and your website and what you're into and what question you have about internet marketing or what topic you would like me to cover on the podcast. And when you do that, I will work that into the content calendar for 2021, and we will do some of that kind of content. I'd love to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear what you're up to. And if you would like to get more involved in the community around this podcast, you can also join the Late Night Internet Marketing Facebook group. It's a private Facebook group where we have some rules about being nice to each other, and we can talk about whatever you want related to internet marketing, online business, and all of the things. And so I'm still of an age and a generation where I still hang out on Facebook, and I try to answer every post in that group. And one of the things that I want to do in 2021, quite frankly, is get more involved in getting engaged with you, the podcast listener. Yeah, that's what I want to do. So that's the plan. That is my Christmas gift to you. And it's a real thing. If you send me, now, if you ask me to do a show on underwater basket weaving, I'm probably going to mention it, but the chances that I'm going to be able to really work underwater basket weaving into the show in a significant way, it's maybe a little limited. But if you want to talk about SEO or affiliate marketing or selling on Amazon or my recent e-commerce experiences or building an online course or establishing a following or starting a podcast or any of the things, YouTube videos, eCam Live, any of the tech, if you want to talk about those sort of things around your business and you're just looking for someone to ask a question and you really need someone to ask, reach out to me and we'll try to work that in. We'll try very hard, and in almost every case, we'll be 100% successful working that in to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast content. So that's what we're going to be doing in 2021. Now, this episode is released on Christmas Eve, and if you're in a part of the world and of a particular religious orientation, or even if you celebrate Christmas in a secular way, I want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. At this moment right now on Christmas Eve, I'm celebrating with my family. We will have a big opening of presents and stuff that goes on tomorrow. We'll have family over to my house on Christmas Day. Now, normally on Christmas Eve, we'd be going to church because that's how we roll here at the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast Studio in Dallas. We go to church every Christmas Eve and various other times during the year as well. And we won't be doing that this year because of COVID. It's certainly possible to do that, but we're choosing not to do that. We're trying to do our part to keep things under control here in Dallas. And so we will be watching my absolutely favorite pastor in the whole world. We will be watching him do his thing from the stage via YouTube live stream or however they have that set up on Christmas and Christmas Eve. And what's really cool about that, as an internet marketer, you know, all of those technologies, this is one of the really cool things about being an internet marketer, I think, is that once you have those kind of skills where you can do live streams and you can create conversions and traffic, you can help people that are doing good things in the world get their messages out. You can contribute in ways that go well beyond selling widgets on a web page. You can help people get stuff done in the world because the internet is such a powerful place. And as an internet marketer, you have the power to reach people, to create conversions, to cause things to happen. And even just the advice that you might give to someone on a day-to-day basis that's trying to accomplish something out in the world can be incredibly valuable just by the skills that you learn listening to podcasts just like this. So I hope you take advantage of the gift that I'm offering you. Again, it's latenightim.com/feedback. It's incredibly helpful to me. So it's a, you know, it's just one of those win-win gifts that, you know, sometimes you get your spouse something that you also really want. This is something, of course, that I also really want, but I'd love to hear from you at latenightim.com/feedback. Let me know what it is that you'd like to hear us talk about here on the show.
This week, in the world of internet marketing news.
Speaking of talking, I wanted to draw your attention to something that's going on in the internet world right now, if you haven't heard about it, and that is the Clubhouse app. If you've been on social media at all and you're in the marketing space, certainly you've heard about Clubhouse. But the basic idea of Clubhouse is it's an app where people start audio conversations. And I think this is particularly interesting for people like us, people that do podcasts and people that listen to podcasts, because it offers you the ability to connect and engage with people in two-way conversation. And here's how it works. You go onto the Clubhouse app, or someone goes onto the Clubhouse app, and they open something called a room. And when you open that room in Clubhouse, you are the moderator of that room and you control the stage in that room. And this is just as you like you could imagine a physical conference room where you opened up a session topic at a conference and you went in and you said, okay, in this room, we're going to be talking about search engine optimization or how to get things done or the importance and techniques involved in underwater basket weaving or whatever you want to talk about. And you can invite people either on the spot or ahead of time, experts or people you want to have a conversation with, to the stage, and you can start a conversation. There are other people in the room, just like in a real conference room, that are there listening. They're in the audience. And the cool thing about this is, just like in a real conference, they can raise their hand and you can invite them on the stage. So you can ask, does anybody have anything to share? Does anybody have a question they'd like to ask? And they can raise their hand and you can give them permission to speak. Now, all of this is audio and it's a really cool thing and it's blowing up in a major way. If you're interested in learning more about Clubhouse, and I think you should, because this thing is taking off in a way that internet marketers need to be aware of. Whether you're interested in Clubhouse or not, as a marketer, I feel strongly that when a new platform comes along, like, you know, Twitter or Snapchat or Periscope or whatever, you need to be aware of it because it has implications for marketing. Clubhouse is such an app. This app is taking off exponentially, totally virally, and it's something you need to know about. The place to learn about Clubhouse, my buddy Michael Stelzner over at socialmediaexaminer.com has several articles out already on the Clubhouse app, how to use it, what the business cases are, how to get started. And I'll link to a couple of those articles in the show notes at latenightim.com/205, because this is episode 205. But easier than that, if you just Google socialmediaexaminer.com Clubhouse, you'll get a bunch of really cool articles that Mike is putting together over there for you. And it's everything you need to know. And quite frankly, Mike's stuff is better than Clubhouse's own stuff, with regard to documentation on the app. So that is definitely the place to start. Again, it's socialmediaexaminer.com. Go over there and search for Clubhouse. You'll find a lot of really good articles. So that's what I have for you today. It's Christmas Eve. I hope you have an amazing holiday season, whatever that means to you and your family. I hope it's fantastic. I hope that your 2021 is everything that you hope for. I'll be talking to you again on New Year's Eve in 1 week about how to approach 2021. How do we need to think about it, especially in the context of 2020 and all the things that have gone on behind us in 2020, all the stuff in the rearview mirror. I'm hopeful for the future. I'm always hopeful for the future, but I'm particularly hopeful for 2021 because I think 2020 has given us so much perspective. We have a real opportunity to get out there and crush it in 2021. And that's what I hope for you. And I'm going to try and give you some tips and helpful advice on how you might do that next week on episode 206 of the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast. Until then, ciao.
You can do it right when it's late at night.
You've been listening to the Late Night Internet Marketing Podcast.
Be sure to visit LNIMpodcast.com today to leave feedback for Mark. Download special bonus content, access the show notes, and more. See you there.
Until then, go and make some great progress on your internet business, one night at a time.
Hey, it's Mark again. I wanted to tell you one more time about this absolutely free resource that I have for helping people who are trying to get the big picture for internet marketing, actually get started and understand what all their choices are. If that's not you, there's no more content. You can skip to the end. But if you're someone who came to this podcast because you're searching for how to get started online and you just can't cut through all the noise, I get it. That was me. In 2007, when I was trying to get started, there were so many people throwing offers at me that I really couldn't even understand what all the different business models were. I couldn't understand how money moved around on the internet. And I couldn't really get a grip on what direction I wanted to go in so I could figure out how to move forward. I've created a free video resource for you just for that purpose at latenightim.com/explain. In several short videos, I just explained to you what internet marketing is all about and what online business is all about and the different options that you have for starting an online business. There's nothing to buy there. You just sign up for access and you get the videos just like that. So if that's interesting to you, or if you know someone who's in a same situation, send them that link, latenightim.com/explain. And let me know what you think. I'd love to hear what people are thinking that are in the exact same position that I was in more than a decade ago in 2007. In some ways, it seems like yesterday. And in some ways, it seems like an entire lifetime ago. Again, that's latenightim.com/explain.
Late night internet marketing.